Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embrace this? Come on, tell him. Here I am.
Here I am.
I give myself away.
I give myself away. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Do you give yourself to the Lord today? Have you surrendered to his will and to his way? And certainly the beginning said, what if a generation understood that we need to give ourselves totally and completely to the Lord? For the Bible declares that I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I give myself away to you, Lord, so you can use me. And certainly we want to be used by the Lord. Use me, Lord, the songwriter said, in thy service, draw me nearer every day. And that is our prayer, that the Lord would use us. Well, God bless you and good afternoon to all of you, our listeners. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to each and every one of you, that the gospel word would find you somewhere today and meet you at your place of need. We shout out all of our listeners, wherever you may be, in the north, south, the east, and the west. And certainly we know that each week we do somewhat of a roll call. And so we shout out all of our listeners here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Michigan, Illinois, California, wherever you may be, Canada, the Jamaica, West Indies, Brazil, Suriname, Bolivia, Ivory Coast, Benin, Togo, Nigeria, Cameroon, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Angola, Namibia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Kenya, Australia, Japan, the Philippines, China, India, Bulgaria, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, and the United Kingdom. We thank God for all of you, and for those that I didn't call, we thank God for you as well. We ask that you continue to listen and continue to leave us messages on Blog Talk Radio. We are at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Let your family and friends know that we are on live right now, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, 11550. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. Look for us, Global Gospel. Send us a friend request. Like our page, comment, email us, reach out to a Global Gospel. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you're being blessed. Let us know that the gospel has reached you, that the message has reached you, wherever you may be. And also, you may have a particular ministry or book or music or something that God has given you that you would like to share on this platform. Please reach out to us as well. Our number in studio, if you'd like to call in a little later, is 619-924-0800. And we are here today, if this is your first time tuning in to Global Gospel. Our theme scripture at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 is our theme. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that is lost. That message in that one verse is so powerful, and that is a clause that leads into the rest of the scripture that says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ,
who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And certainly we have a message today of Jesus Christ. The message is that Jesus Christ is still alive. The message is that he heals, he delivers, he saves, and he sets free. The message is that the gospel is here today to free you, to liberate you, to bring you salvation, to bring you sanctification, to bring you regeneration. The gospel is here if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're black, or if you're white. The gospel has no bounds today. The gospel is comprehensive, and certainly it is there for every place in your life. It is there to touch you physically, socially, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. The Bible lets us know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And so everything here belongs to God. And certainly what we have to do is, as the songwriter William Murphy said, sang a few minutes ago, give ourselves away to the Lord so he can use us. The gospel tells us about the birth, the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we want you to know that he is here today. And certainly all you have to do is accept him, believe him, and confess that he is Lord in your life. And certainly that will bring a change in your life. Global Gospel, thank you for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon. And certainly we do have a message that is lined up for you on today. And certainly we have some good music that is lined up for you today to minister to your needs. Amen. And so I'm just going to share, as we prepare to move further along, I'm going to share this brief clip from Bishop G.E. Patterson. And what he simply says in this clip is that I'm leaving all to follow Jesus. And, well, I was going to share that clip, but sometimes when we want to say something, we can't necessarily say it at that time. But if not, I will share that with our listeners. Here it is. I'm leaving all to follow Jesus. Stay tuned.
Nowadays, a lot of folk don't give up much to follow Jesus. But some of the old saints, they had to walk away from power, had to walk away from their family. Some of them had to leave their job. And Jesus said, unless you love me on that level, you're really not worthy to be my disciple. And the saints of old, they understood that. So that's why they had a song said, I'm leaving all to follow Jesus. I am turning from this world away. Oh, I'm stepping out upon his promise. And all I have it is today. Oh, I'm leaving all to follow Jesus. I am turning from this world away.
That was the late Bishop G.E. Patterson, and it simply says, I'm leaving all to follow Jesus. And today, we want you to share with us, our theme today is the incompatible
gospel, the incompatible gospel. And today we draw our attention to the gospel according to St. John, chapter 6. And we are going to perhaps skip around as we share with you. I'm going to read verses 60 until a little further down. The Gospel according to St. John, verses chapter 6, verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that the disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Does this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man as ascended up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, but he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking, for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, "Draw from my well that never shall run dry." Earthly things, smash the one drug treasure that I find in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift
cup, Lord, and make me whole. The incompatible gospel. God, we thank you for your word. We pray now that someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged by your power divine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In St. John chapter 6 again, and verse 41, if we will read, the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and have learned of the Father cometh unto me. And as we skip down, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And so as we zoom in on verse 66, our theme. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. It was because of this teaching that Jesus was teaching to the Jews and to his disciples and all that were around him, that he was the bread of life. And so sometimes your teaching can cause a disturbance in your atmosphere or your surroundings. As we talk about the incompatible gospel, I want to reflect on a situation I had several years ago. I had a fender bender in the parking lot at Walmart, and I was upset because the other lady absolutely, positively caused the accident. But in the world of insurance, the insurance companies both decided, because of the way the accident report had been written up, that it was a 50-50 situation and we were both at fault. And which brings us to another issue that we have in insurance, something called no fault. And that is when a cause is undetermined, in so many words, but you are still covered because you have insurance. And no one can go after you on a personal level. I'm told that in divorce court, people filed for divorce on the grounds of irreconcilable differences. Neither spouse can come to a conclusion on a specific of what their issue is, and it's the easiest way to get out of a situation. And we have worked, many of us have worked on jobs where we can no longer get along with the boss, or we cannot get along with the coworkers. There is a conflict. There is an argument. There is a disagreement. There is disappointment. There is a passing of bad words and ill words and ill feelings. And then there are those of us, perhaps you don't have any problems on the job. There are those of us that belong to families that are constantly at odds, constantly fighting. They are in an upheaval. They are dealing with this situation or that situation. Someone owes someone money and they won't pay it back. And they pretend that nothing is wrong. Or perhaps somebody took something that they know does not belong to them. Well, we call that stealing. Or someone tells an untruth about somebody, and we call that thing lying. The same is true in our friendships or whatever relationships or connections that we have with people. We sometimes are not compatible with other people, places, or situations. People are not honest. People are not loyal. They are not trustworthy. They are jealous and envious, and all of these things cause you not to be compatible with somebody else. The Bible lets us know how can two walk together unless they agree? And certainly when it comes to walking with people, we should be on the same accord, or at least somewhere in the same vicinity with each other. For the Bible also says that as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his brother. And so if you're not sharpening me and I'm not sharpening you, we need to come to the decision that we are not compatible. Because somebody, if you can't pull the person up, then somebody may just pull you down. We find that sometimes we are eating and drinking and wining and dining with people that no longer share our same values or interests. You are not compatible. And what does being incompatible, how would we define that? Well, the dictionary would define incompatible as of two things, so opposed in character as to be incapable of existing together, of two people unable to live together harmoniously, of one thing or person not consistent or able to coexist with another. We have watched many situations unfold in our lives. And then we watched situation comedies on TV that show incompatibility. Well, the biggest thing that I can think of that in big lights that would say incompatibility is The Odd Couple. And certainly right away, the title lets you know that these people seem to be incompatible. Now, for purposes of Hollywood and TV, they were able to live together. But we know that in the real world, when people are incompatible, somebody has to move on. And just about any situation comedy we see on TV involves people and their differences. And those differences that they have can usually be resolved in 30 minutes to an hour. But there are some situations in our lives that cannot be resolved in 30 minutes to an hour. And you should not be afraid to walk away. The scriptures are loaded with lessons that show us how God will allow a situation of conflict to arise between two people or two nations or two different events that are on opposing forces, so God can bring about a change in the life, in the lives of people or in the lives of a nation.
We know what happened in Israel, in Egypt. We know that Pharaoh could no longer coexist with God's people. And God's people could no longer coexist with Pharaoh because of the conflict, because of the tension, because of slavery, because of oppression. So God brought about a change in our life, in their lives. And so what I always say that is change is inevitable. It might not always be comfortable, but change is inevitable. It's going to happen sooner or later, whether you want it to or not. All good things come to an end, as well as bad things come to an end. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing stays the same forever. And we can see that in the world that we are living in today. Where we are on today, December 5th, 2020, is not where we were on December 5th, 2019. We've lost people. We've lost people have lost houses. They've lost money. They've lost cars. They've lost loved ones. They've lost their physical health. They've lost their mental health. They've just lost out in life. The church's doors have been closed. Places of employment have been closed. Big departments have been closed. Why? Because change is inevitable. And we don't know if the Lord should tarry, if the Lord should delay his coming, if God spares life. We don't know what December 5th, 2021 will bring to us. But all we can do is trust and believe in God, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. All we can trust and believe is that God has an expected end for all of us. And we all we know is that our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. So we have to hold to God's unchanging hand in a changing world. One other particular passage of scripture that I would like to draw you your attention to before I talk about the falling away of the disciples is, we all remember the story of the rich young ruler. And the rich young ruler came to Jesus, and he wanted to know what he had to do to have eternal life. And Jesus told him, well, you got to keep the commandments and this, that, and the other. And I'm paraphrasing. And he said, well, I've done that. And then Jesus told him that he had to sell all of his possessions and give to the poor. And the Bible lets us know that this young man went away sorrowful. There was something that he was not willing to do to gain eternal life, something he was not willing to do to walk with Jesus Christ. He now becomes incompatible with the gospel. He becomes incompatible with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So here in St. John chapter 6, we hear Jesus talking to the disciples, and there was some complaining among the Jews because the Jews wanted to say that Jesus was just an ordinary man. They did not want to believe that he was the bread of heaven. They did not want to believe that he was the lifeline to eternal life. And as he talked about eating of his bread and eating of his body and drinking of his flesh, I thought about some years ago, one of our former guests, Apostle Moses Townsend, he raised the question to us from this particular passage of scripture, do I take communion? Because here Jesus is talking about his flesh and his body and his blood. He's not talking about a wafer. He's not talking about a cup of juice or a cup of wine, but he's talking about eating of his body. And communion is more than something that is symbolic. People are willing to participate in symbolism, but they're not willing to participate in a reality of eating the word of God and ingesting the word of God. But that's a story for another day, because we're talking about from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. At some point in time, the gospel becomes incompatible. And so Jesus gives this lesson on eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And the disciples got totally confused. Jesus asked them, "Does this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh. It quickeneth the flesh, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." And so God was giving the people around him eternal life. He was giving them access to the kingdom. Can you believe and can you imagine in your mind that they were with the lily of the valley? They were with the bright in the morning star. They were with the fairest of 10,000. They were with a bridge over troubled water. They were with Jesus Christ, their Redeemer, their Healer, their salvation, their Deliverer. They were with the living Word. For John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father." And so that same flesh that John talks about is here speaking with the disciples. And it says that they walked with him. They went away. They didn't walk with him anymore after he explained to them the nitty-gritty. He explained to them some details about the gospel that were incomprehensible to them. And so because some people have a comprehension problem, you are now incompatible with them because they cannot comprehend the truth. And so these disciples and these people and these Jews could not comprehend the real truth of the matter about Jesus Christ, that they had to live the Word, that they had to study the Word, that they had to eat the Word, that they had to apply God's Word to their life. They were with the one that gives beauty for ashes, that turns your mourning into dancing, and they walked away from him. And we don't know who these people were. We don't have names attached to them. We don't have ages attached to them. But I can use my imagination. You had young people walking away from Jesus. You had middle-aged people walking away from Jesus. You had older people, people that had passed their middle age, 50, 60, 70. They might have been octogenarians. I don't know. But they walked with him no more. You're never too young to miss God. You're never too old to miss God. And so in times like these, the hymn writer said, we need to be sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. You don't want to be in the presence of God and miss God at the same time. The Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy. But they had no joy because the Bible says they walked away from him. Now, they had seen this man perform miracles, and they walked away from him. But I came to let you know that there is a time in your life where you will become incompatible with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors. And it is time that you have to recognize that God is who he is. And as the Bishop Patterson said, I'm leaving all to follow Jesus. And Jesus told the rich young ruler, if you read further in that particular passage of scripture, that you have to forsake mother, you have to forsake father, you have to forsake all for the sake of Christ. Now, this isn't to say, now we have to keep everything in perspective. Yes, we love our family, we love our friends, we should support our family and friends. But if it interrupts your relationship with God, if it causes you to lie and cheat and steal and be greedy and envious and to walk in a way of the world and not God, then you need to leave that person, that place, or that thing alone because you have now become incompatible with the situation. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, I'm going to read this passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The Bible explains further about the word of God, chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, But to unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them that which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. God is a wise God. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He knows what he's doing in this season. And God is moving people around. He's shifting people around. Even in the White House, God allows whoever is in office to be in office, whether you like it or not, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. All you have to do is, no matter who's in office, is continue to trust God and believe God. You're not going to be compatible with people in the White House. You don't have to be. You don't live in the White House. You don't have to be compatible with your neighbors. They live across the street in their house. You live in your house, but know who you are in God. And certainly when you have that encounter with God, don't let it be said that you walked away because you did not want to follow his word, to live according to his commandment. Don't forsake eternal life for foolishness. Don't forsake a life well lived with Christ to serve the devil. Know that God and him alone, he is the living bread. He's the living word. He is the true vine. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is knocking for you. Today, this is the day of salvation. This is the day to trust and believe on the one true and living God. He is the living word. He is the living water. God bless you. John 6:66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. You are. God is the living word. Stay tuned.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
You. we like to call you Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save you, man. The tree, can you take it up from standing? That's what we call you, Jesus.
Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you missed anything on today, if you'd like to go back and listen to something again, we want you to know that all of our shows are archived, and certainly you can go back and listen again at any time. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And who did we listen to on today? I think we started out with William Murphy, I Give Myself Away. And then we heard from Bishop G. Patterson late, I Am Leaving All to Follow Jesus. And then we heard from Jesse Dixon and the Gaithers, Fill My Cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. And certainly we just heard from Fred Hammond, you are the living word. And if you have a request, if there's something that you or some artist that you would like to hear, please, send us an email or send us a comment and just let us know. And we will be happy to share that selection with you and our listeners. And certainly there is a message and a song. And as today we talked about, Christ and Fred Hammond, let us know that he is the living word. And Jesse Dixon let us know that certainly that the Lord could fill our cup. The Bible says, I will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life, is what Jesus told the woman at the well. And certainly we are to study God's word. Remember to study God's word so that we can rightly divide God's word, because people are saying anything and everything and telling you to do anything and everything in the name of the Lord. And certainly that is everything and anything that people say is not true. And certainly we know that in that day the Lord will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I know you not. So we are not to be tossed about with every strange wind or doctrine. Again, we thank you for sharing with Global Gospel on today. I'm going to do a closing prayer, and then we are going to conclude with Bishop Larry Charter and Bishop J. Delano Ellis with a little churchy medley. And so we ask you to continue to be safe, pray for one another, be practical. Certainly don't spook yourself. Don't let the enemy feed any negativity into your mind. Don't repeat information that you have not researched, because all it takes is one person to say something, and it's like the game of telephone. And when it gets around to the next person, it's not true. So everything we see on the news and read in the paper, look into it before you repeat it. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We ask you to move by your Spirit on today. Lift heavy burdens, destroy the yoke of bondage, bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. We ask that you bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. You know what everyone stands in the need of. And so, Lord, today we cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us. We thank you, O God, that you are our high priest today, and you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. We thank you, God, and praise you that you'll never leave us or forsake us, but you'll be with us always, even until the end of the age, God. We thank you that you are our healer, our deliverer, and our salvation. We thank you, God, that we can stand on your word and know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are the one that delivers us out of them all. We declare today that healing is the children's bread, and that by your stripes we are healed. God, have your way in our lives. Rule and super rule. We thank you, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us. Have your way in our lives. Let your will be done. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for listening to Global Gospel. Join us next Saturday if the Lord says the same, from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and reach out to us on social media. Put your hands together and let's have church. God bless you.
And the Spirit falls on me. I wonder what I have done. Oh! I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When storms are raging, Savior. Storms are raging, he'll be my shelter. Where he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus. He loves me. Come on, let's have church.
I love Jesus.
He is here. I said, he is here.